One of the most difficult things for a child is change. Helping a child do the transition from one school to the next, from one neighborhood to the next, from one family configuration to the next, all of those are traumatic. It's very important that the parent help the child talk about it.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and this week talking about transitions. Nobody likes change. It's the only thing that never changes. And yesterday we talked really about preparing your child for change. You can't avoid very much of it, but teaching your child to handle it, because you know what, they're going to have to learn those skills anyway in life. So helping them not to avoid change and the emotions, but know who to trust through the change and give them the tools to go through the process.
Yeah, I think yesterday we actually probably talked a little more about helping us as parents. Yeah, realize that change is okay. Change is going to happen. I mean, you put a great thing on the table. You did something every American parent heard and said, wow, you grew up your whole life in the same home.
Yeah.
And your pastor, doctor, mom, and your pastor, dad are in the same house. That's an amazingly awesome.
Very unique.
And all of us, yes, and all of us were envious. And yet, I don't think that's the goal. That was the perfect goal for them. All of us can't do that. The goal is not, okay, I want to live just like Ruthie did, and I want to be in the same house all our lives. And it's fun to hear that people get to do that. But I think I want to, whatever God puts in my path, I want to help get through it properly. And I want my children to get through it properly. And I want to prepare them to get through it properly. Mm-hmm. I marvel at this guy named Paul in the Bible, who was a great evangelist and a great theologian throughout Asia and then Europe. And then all of a sudden he ends up in a cell. I mean, this is an amazing transition. Everything changed. And yet he's in this cell, got this pen pal thing. He's writing these letters that become the world's bestsellers. And he makes a statement. I've learned to count it all joy. And that you want to know the it? Show me one it in your life that you're counting all joy. I'm counting all joy, not my circumstance, not my situation, not the change or no change. I'm counting all joy, the one stability, my faith in God. And so I want my children to go out the door, and I want my knowing and having a personal relationship with Christ, and a relationship where they realize he's totally trustworthy. When they get that, I think transition in their lives is one of the great ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just so many things in their life that are going to change. I've watched a little almost 3-year-old grandson of mine all of a sudden not be the center of his mom's universe as Tori has another child, Judah. Mm-hmm. And Judah arrives on the scene, and I'm watching Reuben vacillate from being ecstatic about Judah to looking at me and saying, talk to me. It's just hilarious. Yeah, I want to be the center. I've been the center of the Barnes household. How do I get back there?
Right.
And it's a transition, and it's a healthy transition. But I think one of the things we don't do or know how to do is we don't know how to pull it out of that child.
Mm-hmm.
There's something going on there. And the reason it's hard to pull it out is because the child doesn't know how to get it from the feeling stage to the verbal stage.
Mm-hmm.
I know you want me to talk to you. I have no clue what I'm supposed to be saying here, mom or dad. And as a parent, it's really, really, really important when they're going through the pain of transition, the fear of transition, the questions of transition. It's really, really important that we spend some time helping them process and talk, whether they get it right or not. Just to help them talk.
What are the negative aspects of not going through this? Because, you know, you hear parents a lot say, well, they'll get over it, or, you know, we're going to move, but you don't really talk about it because, you know, if you talk about it, a lot of negativity is going to come out, and you really don't know how to handle it as a parent. So what's the negative side effect of not handling of it? Just let the cards fall where they fall, or whatever.
Well, if I don't talk about it, I'm not teaching my child to talk about it. I want my child to go out the door and get married and be able to talk, rather than slam cabinets or leave his wife. I mean, part of one of the most important things in life is to learn how to verbalize your feelings. Otherwise, you punch holes in walls.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I want my child not to feel so, when you don't talk about your problems, all of a sudden your problems begin to own you to the point where you feel very alone and you don't leave your bedroom. And the cyber world becomes your best friend, mm-hmm. rather than come out. We at the children's homes at Sheridan House, it's the best time to be at the children's homes at Sheridan House is 3:30 in the afternoon. And the reason for that is we have five different homes. The kids are coming home from five different middle schools. The moms have juice and homemade cookies waiting every afternoon.
Awesome.
I somehow find a way to be there because they're homemade massive chocolate chip cookies. today was macadamia nut, but whatever. The opportunity to sit there, and she's creating a scenario, and some of them will just wharf it down and go do something. But mm-hmm. there'll always be one or two boys that'll hang and you know, wait, mom, can I talk to you for a minute? And just have to learn the process. So I want to give them the venue to get it out. Because the other thing is this, it may not, the things that are so incredibly traumatic to them, almost end of the world stuff, are not really end of the world stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I need to handle it knowing it's end of the world stuff for them.
Yeah.
But I need to let them get it out and talk about it. And if I can share, oh, I so remember that. Mm-hmm. I so remember that. You did. Oh, I so remember that. I so remember the first day in sixth grade when I realized in PE we're all taking showers together. You're kidding me, right? And I so remember, can I have about 19 towels and mummify my body on the way down to the showers? I so remember the trauma of that.
Mm-hmm.
And or whatever it is, I so remember when I dropped my tray in the lunchroom. I so remember not having any friends when I moved from New York down to Washington, D.C. But I have to not give them the quick answer. The desired result here is not the quick answer. The desired result is the key to this child's heart, slowly opening them up, because the relationship and the friendship starts to happen then. And as they open up, slowly guiding them once again back to God.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think one of the most valuable things for my children was when I didn't have any answers.
Hmm.
I don't know. Dad, what do you think? You know what? I don't know. Wow. I mean, I think we should just pray about it and see what either of us come up with. But in the meantime, you do know that God knows. I don't know. But mm-hmm. you do know that God knows. I don't know why that happened. I don't know why that person said that. I don't know why you're in this situation, but I do know that God knows. So I think we should, it's getting late and you're starting to yawn. I'm going to let you go. We've got to find the venues for these.
Mm-hmm.
And you're making a healthier adult, a healthier spouse. But you know, this past summer, we had the most bizarre thing take place in Aurora, Colorado.
Yes.
And they're still trying to figure it out. And it seems like he came from a great home. No one can figure it out. Now, there's going to be more research, and we'll never, 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 never know.
And great parenting doesn't guarantee a great kid.
That's right. So how do we not get into this kid? And how could I get so depressed that I would do something like that? So I think I want to utilize transitions that are painful. And as parents, we tend to hover and don't want them to happen. And as parents, when the least little thing happens at school, we tend to go in and try to fix it when we only make it worse. Oh, did you see your mommy show up to help this out? I mean, I remember one of mine saying, this is what's happening. You can't go to school, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Do not go to school. And I'm looking at him saying, really? And this particular child begged me, please let me work. I mean, if I tell you all these things and you feel you got to go fix it, Dad, I'm even more embarrassed than I can't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, they're right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a nice, easy radio broadcast, podcast to say, don't do it. But when it's my kid, I want to go in guns a-blazing and realizing, wait a minute, I'm just the dad. They have a father.
Mm-hmm.
So unless there's the danger here, a real danger, there's instead a growth opportunity. But I've got to be everything off the table so we can spend time talking.
And there's the other side too, where something happens, you don't think it's that big of a deal. So it's just the whole positive thinking, oh, honey, it'll be fine. That's normal. And you also kill the chance to talk about the feelings and all that so that you can train them to do that.
Yeah, it might be a little to me, it's big to them.
Yeah.
I have a hilarious story about dropping a lunch tray in the cafeteria that because I'm weird, it was funny when I did that, and all eyes on me, and you know, I actually had fun with it. But that's the last thing on the planet anybody wants to do in junior high or middle school. And I can't, if it's sensitive to the child, it's sensitive. Feelings are feelings. You can't debate feelings. Feelings are feelings. Whether you would feel this way or not, Dad, feelings are feelings. And I remember Roby playing in the city finals in a soccer game, and they lost the game. It went right to the end. They lost the game, and he had a great game. And we went out to eat, just the two of us, afterwards. And I remember saying to him, when he lost the game. I said, you know, the big deal for me is you had an awesome game. You were all in. You had an awesome game. And I got to tell you, man, it's not all about the win or the loss. It's all about all your complete and total and absolute effort. And that was you above and beyond. And he looked me right in the eye and he said, it's not about the win or the loss, right, Dad? And I said, no. And he said, you don't believe that, do you? And I said, no, but I'm really trying to right now. And we both burst out laughing.
But there was that teaching,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
I'm trying to believe
awesome.
It.
Awesome. I'm trying to believe it too, man. And we're both dying laughing. And it was a great moment. Let them talk. The talk is more important than the solution. We're teaching them to get it from their heart to their lips.
What happens, though, if it really needs a solution? I'm just throwing a scenario out. You married two adults marrying, they each have kids, you know, Brady Bunch, but there's all these jealousy wars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, well, you have to work through that.
Yes, you do.
And some of these feelings, they're right, and you can't argue and debate feelings, but you have to correct.
I have to hear feelings,
mm-hmm.
and then I have to, and when the feelings are very off base, it's going to require some time. It's going to require some going for a walk. Going with that child or
not
wherever.
Just a bed night, bedtime.
Oh, no, it's going to require a constant. And I know you feel that way. And I know it seems to seem that way. But I got to tell you, it's not. We love you. I adore you. It's not. And I know you feel like life's unfair. Help me with that. Tell me why life's unfair. Tell mm-hmm. me why that scenario and that consequence you got was unfair to you. I'm all ears. I want to hear. And let them talk through it and let them get it out. They need to get it out. Sometimes it's just that's all they need. But then, you know, they're so used to being victim, 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 victim.
Mm-hmm.
That you will want to listen and say, well, let me just, can I weigh in? Here's what I heard you say, and here's where I don't get it. You could have avoided such and such, but your mouth got going. And I know it's because you were in pain. Your mouth got going. So I think I'm going for a walk with you so we can kind of discuss an alternative way so that next time this doesn't happen,
right.
Or next time you can choose one of two ways. What would have been a better way? All of life is supposed to be teaching. Transitions like, you know, transition from whatever this family was to whatever this new family is the biggest of all transitions. I remember when I did my dissertation and I happened to get a school, Pines Middle School, where I could do my research. And it had exactly one third in the student body of Pines Middle School. I believe it was 300 children who were in homes with both their natural parents, 300 mm-hmm. children, single parent household, 300 parents, step parent household.
Wow.
I really didn't care about the blending family household. But I collected the stats anyway for referral for disruptive behavior to the dean's office that would be deemed coming out of anger.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long study, and Broward County Schools helped me do it and use their mainframes to crank the research.
Awesome.
It was a great research project. But my major advisor says, you know, you got all this research. I know you can make it an addendum to your dissertation. You got all this research on blending families. Crunch it. Crunch those numbers. And to my surprise, the highest anger quotients were from children from blending families.
Because there's more jealousy.
Oh, my goodness. What's happened here? The dream didn't come true, and now all of a sudden, who's this new person?
Right.
I've lost custody of Dad. The bedroom door is closed. What never has
right.
been? What is what's
new rules for someone else?
Yeah.
I don't
Who is
even
this
know.
Person? And I'm not mad at the new person. I'm mad at me and life and everything else. And that transition's so huge. I need to be able to talk. Can somebody lie here on the bed with me and talk? And I just had two very different children. I mean, Tori was look you in the eye and have and go for it conversation. Mm-hmm. Roby was, you know, it took a little bit longer to get into it with Roby, but I've got to find the key to the child's heart. I got to find how to open the heart, the ears, the mouth, the everything. And that means be quiet. That also means this. Don't try to fix it immediately.
I was just going to say, you can't possibly have all the answers or be positive about so much that you don't validate the negativity they're experiencing.
Oh, it's just, Dad, they wouldn't say it like this, but this is what they're thinking. If this was this easy to fix, I must be a moron, right?
Right.
Yeah, you just.
How come you're so happy and I'm so miserable?
Well, you just demean me when you say, look, if you just do this, this, and this, that won't happen.
Right.
Really?
Thanks.
Could I just talk it out? The key to helping my children deal with transitions begins with listening. And as I'm listening, begin then vaults to pointing them back to God, because he knows what's happened. He's permitted what's happened, and he will use what's happening to make them a better person. All of life is about learning, the learning curve that God has for us as he's training us up in the way we should go. So the key is set your children up by listening to your children. children and pointing them to Christ.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, here on Parenting Today. If you want to hear this program again, you can listen to it online, even download it, share it with some friends, even read the corresponding daily blog that you can also sign up for. That's at parentingtoday.org. And if you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, the boys' home, girls' home that we talk about, and the many resources that are available online that also benefit the ministry, that's at shfm.org, short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. And if you want to even give to the ministry right now, you can do it conveniently, just donating a one-time $10 donation that'll add on to your cell phone bill. Just text two letters, SH, it's short for Sheridan House, and send it to 41518, and that'll help the ministry of Sheridan House Family Ministries and Parenting Today. And we do hope you'll join us tomorrow for our Wednesday edition on this topic of helping my child through transitions here on Parenting Today.